Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opal, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
The US travel ban was introduced 18 months ago by President Donald Trump to combat COVID. However, from November, Irish people who are fully vaccinated will now be able to travel stateside again. And we're one of 33 countries, including most of Europe, China, India and Brazil, who'll be allowed to access the US again. In a moment, I'll talk to Simon Calder, who's travel correspondent with the London Independent. But first, I'm joined now by Boston native Sheila O'Brien, who lives in County Cavan. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. The last time we spoke, it was about cycling. I'm sure there were times over the last 18 months, if you could have cycled to Boston, you would have done so.
Absolutely. It brought the family behind me on a little trailer.
Absolutely. So look, you have an Irish and a US passport, but you're planning to travel with your partner and your family for Thanksgiving, but it's a very special visit.
Well, Claire, as we spoke before, my little sister has motor neuron disease. And she's progressing rapidly. They've stopped trials, and she can't avail of any more because of her progression. So it's not just going home for a shopping trip. It's to spend time with their auntie and my sister. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a very tough visit. But up until this news broke, you didn't have any hope of making that trip because you wanted the entire family to go together, including those in your family who don't have American passports.
Yeah, I'm actually going to cry now saying this out loud. We missed April 2020. We missed June 2020. And please God, we can make Thanksgiving because my partner can't come. And I need his support with my girls. He knows my sister personally. It's really devastating that we can't be there to see her. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. You know, it's been really, really tough on me.
Yeah, I know. I understand. And you're not alone because so many people have had similar experiences. Families just torn apart for 18 months, whether you're looking at the United States or you're looking at Australia. We had a situation on the television show about a poor Irish man who's very sick in Australia, and his family are doing their utmost to get to him as well. So I think people know how difficult this is. Can you talk to me a little bit, Sheila, about who you were in contact with to make your case that your family should be allowed travel to the United States? Because I know you've been trying and trying and trying to get this over the line.
Well, look, I annoyed the American Embassy in Ireland. Sent them so many messages. I had letters from my sister's consultant saying that we needed to be there. We had to send them pictures of everything that were fully vaxxed. I was in touch with two congressmen in the United States that sent letters on our behalf, but they would not budge.
But now
the embassy wouldn't budge.
Okay, but now with the rule change, you know that it is going to happen.
Well, yeah, and I'm pretty positive. The only thing I'm a little bit afraid of, Claire, is the AstraZeneca issue.
Talk to me about the AstraZeneca issue.
We were one of the first people to get vaxxed. I'm a healthcare worker, and we got the AstraZeneca in the United States. Has to have a meeting with their public health people to decide if they're going to let us in. It's not something they give the U.S. citizens.
Okay. So we're waiting for clarity on that. Well, when we speak to Simon Calder in a moment,
we'll
see what's happening with that. Have you got a date now? I mean, I know you're planning to go for Thanksgiving, but do you have a specific date?
Hopefully around the 20th of November.
Have you looked at flights?
Not yet. I'm afraid to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to be honest with you.
Sheila, listen, I'm going to let you go because I don't want to have you on when you're feeling so upset. But look, I know there must be great relief in knowing that you're going to get to see your sister soon.
Yes, please God, Claire. Awesome.
Thanks so much for talking to us,
thank you,
Sheila, and we wish you well. Simon Calder, as I said, travel correspondent with the London Independent. Simon, you can hear how much this means to people.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Who have
a sad story. And this is, you know, this 18-month, as you say, this presidential proclamation begun by Donald Trump, continued by Joe Biden. And Sheila's story just shows you how much stress, upset, emotion this is causing. And November will be just about 20 months since it started. And thank goodness things are opening up. Still a great deal of uncertainty. If I may pick up on Sheila's concern about the Oxford AstraZeneca jab.
Yes.
That is not a problem that anybody who's heading to the US should worry about. There's plenty to worry about. And I'll get onto that in a minute. But the rule is that the Centers for Disease Control, the health regulator in the US, will recognize for the purposes of travel to the US any vaccine that is approved by the World Health Organization. And so the fact that the US Food and Drink Administration hasn't yet approved AstraZeneca is irrelevant because World Health Organization status trumps that. So okay. I've got one Indian-made AstraZeneca, one European-made AstraZeneca pulsing around my veins, and I can't wait to get to America.
Okay, so that's a concern that Sheila need not worry about. That's going to be sorted. But you said there are plenty of other questions that maybe we don't have the answers to yet.
Well, the most pressing one, particularly if you're taking a wider family, is what the rule will be for children. And there has been no clarity in this. We've got no clarity indeed about the start date. And so the big problem is that the Americans haven't said what they will be doing. What they currently say to American families going abroad is, please don't take your unvaccinated children. We don't. We really don't want to, you to come back and that they have been infected. And therefore, there is some possible implication from that children will not be allowed in unless they've been vaccinated. However, I've spent some of the morning listening to last night's White House press briefing for you, and the press secretary, I wasn't there, obviously, and I don't think even you or your excellent colleagues were, and it was all very much US focused, but the press secretary, Jen Psaki, specified that visiting adults will need to be fully vaccinated, which I kind of infer means that visiting children may not. But I stress there is no certainty, and my recommendation to any Irish families at the moment is do not book any trip yet until we know a bit more. And in any event, we will see the airlines ramp up their schedules, although just looking at the next few hours from Dublin Airport, I think you've got three flights going to Chicago, one to Philadelphia, one to New York, JFK, another one to Boston. Flights are continuing, but the passengers on board are Americans who are allowed to visit Ireland and then travel back to the US.
Yeah, so that's really important. So your advice is, if you're planning to travel to the United States with children under the age of 12 who in this country can't be vaccinated at the moment, don't book yet until we have clarity.
Yeah, and I mean, the worldwide sort of standard, to the extent there is such a thing, is that you will unvaccinated children accompanying vaccinated adults are allowed in, but they quite often face extra testing. There is absolutely no guarantee of that. Obviously, the US will make up its own policy on that. But please don't commit to anything. And indeed, don't even think, we'll book something for the 20th of November, which Sheila said, until we know absolutely for certain that the US will be open to Irish visitors by then.
What else will intending passengers have to do? They'll obviously have to have proof of vaccination. Do they need to be tested?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going on what the current rules are. Bear in mind that you mentioned what 33 countries that are banned from the US. That means that over 150, you're still allowed in from them. And then people in that position need to get a test no more than 3 days before travel, and another one between 3 and 5 days after arrival. The cheap and quick lateral flow test, the antigen test, is acceptable. You don't need to take a slow, expensive PCR test. And interestingly, unlike if you were travelling to the UK, for instance, you can provide proof that you've recovered from COVID-19 in the past 3 months, and that means you do not need to provide those tests. However, worth also bearing in mind that individual states have their own rules or strong recommendations. So, for instance, Hawaii, you wouldn't want to be there in November, I certainly would, but they say we're strongly advising visitors now is not the right time to travel. So you've got to get an awful lot of ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm. So you could get to the United States, travel from your destination airport to the state where you're intending to have your break or your visit, and find that the rules are very different there and you could be in a bit of trouble.
Well, as with everything to do with travel in the age of coronavirus, it's absolutely down to you to make sure that you will be eligible for travel to your destination. Now, most of the time, it's simply a question of saying, will country X or Y let me in? For the US, it's more complicated than that. Just as indeed visitors to the UK find that they have to follow the rules for one of the four different nations. So,
I know you said, Simon, that you had a look and you saw that flights are running from here to the United States, but there's bound to be a surge in people looking for seats on planes.
Oh, there is. I mean, I haven't yet got figures from Aer Lingus, but certainly both British Airways and Virgin Atlantic in the UK are reporting huge surges. I would be kind of concerned. Fine, if you want to book something for next May, that would be fine. But I'm concerned if people are booking before that. And in any event, Claire, I'm not booking yet, even though I can't wait to go. Not so much, not entirely because of the uncertainty that surrounds it, but because I'm absolutely sure that the airlines will be putting on extra flights as soon as we know more clarity on this, and therefore you'll have a wider choice of destinations and departure times, and quite possibly fares will come down too.
Simon, thank you so much for that wise advice, and we wish Sheila well with her plans, and we hope that she gets over to see her sister sooner rather than later.